ברוכים הבאים to the iTunes members. All right, welcome רבותיי. It's a Wednesday at 10:15. ברוך השם, we're able to continue our minhag, where we get together this time every week, and we try to study a perek of the Tehillim of David HaMelech Alav HaShalom. It's being studied Le'ilun Nishmat, the Tzadeket, Lily Le'a Bat Virgene, Mrs. Lily Maddeb Alei HaShalom. This project is on her name, and may the learning and the limud be a Eilui Neshama. Now we are going to read today Perek Yud Zayin. I know some of our members are asking what happened to Tet Zayin. That's a good question. Actually, Tet Zayin we've done previously in previous years, because chapter Tet Zayin is actually part of the Tikkun HaKlali, and we actually gave a whole series on the 10 chapters of Tikkun HaKlali. I had asked Rico if he could look for it and post it on iTorah, so it'll be a continuation of this series. So again, anybody interested in chapter Tet Zayin, I will tell you, Ayin Sham, go to iTorah, type in Tehillim Perek 16, and you should see, we said a lot of nice things on that chapter. So again, that chapter's in the bank already, so we can move on to chapter Yud Zayin, chapter 17. The main theme of this chapter is David HaMelech asking God that his tefillot should be answered. I guess you need to make a tefillah that Hashem accepts your tefillah. That's called a tefillah for the tefillah. So the pasuk says, tefillah leDavid, Shema Hashem tzedek, hakshiva linati, ha'azina tefillati, belo seftem mirma. Fine. So David HaMelech Alav HaShalom is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKshiva Rinnati, HaZina Tefilati, all words to that his tefillah should be accepted. Melefanecha Mishpati Yetzeh, I should have a good judgment. Bachanta Libi, you tested me. Pakadta Laila, Seravtani Bal Timsa. And you didn't find any averot in me. Zamoti bal ya'bod pi. My thoughts never were verbalized. Even if there was a thought that wasn't correct, it never was verbalized. Lef'ulot adam bedbar sifatecha. Look at my actions. Ani shamarti u'chot paris. I stayed away from the ways of the wicked. And therefore, tamoch ashurai, support me. Bal namotu fa'amai, I shouldn't falter. Ani kiraticha, I called upon you, ki ta'aneni el, answer me. Hat oznechadi shema imrati, save me from those that rise against me. Mimit komimim b'minecha. Shomreni, he says, protect me. Tastireni, b'pnei resha'im, against the resha'im. Kuma Hashem, kadema v'chri'ehu, paletan nafshim v'rashach harbecha, save me from the sword of my enemy. So basically, David HaMelech was asking that his tefillot should be accepted. What I want to discuss today in this chapter, since it is a chapter that talks about tefillah, we need to read the last pasuk of the chapter, which would be Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Tet Vav. I believe that in this pasuk over here lies a great secret in how to ensure that our tefillot are answered. And everybody always asks, Rabbi, I pray, but I don't get results. So they might be missing this secret ingredient that David HaMelech Alav HaShalom reveals to us. That might make all the difference in the world between a tefillah being unanswered and a tefillah, yes, being answered. That's why I feel the theme of this chapter must be the last pasuk, where really David HaMelech gives us this idea, where he says, "Ani betzedek echazef anecha." I will come with tzedek, with righteousness, justice, to see your face. Esbe'a behakitz temunatecha, which means I will be satiated from seeing your image awake. Now, but as she says, it means awake, meaning at the time of Tihayat Temetim. The Gemara in Baba Batra on this Pasuk comes along and says a Hiddush. Adam noten peruta le'ani. It's on Gemara Baba Batra Daf Yud. Adam noten peruta le'ani. A person gives a peruta, a coin, to a poor person. Zoche v'ro'e pene shechina. So he merits to see pene shechina. He gets to see the divine presence. Actually, Shulchan Aruch brings this down in Yoreh De'ah, Siman Resh Mem Tet Halacha Yud Dalet. And the Rambam also brings it down in Hilchot Matanot Aniyim, Perek Yud Halacha Tet Vav. And interesting that one of the ways in order to merit to see the Shekhinah is to give the tzedakah. So there's a proof to this concept that when one gives tzedakah, you're inviting the Shekhinah to dwell and reside by you. I think that ayah is brought by the Kliyakad in this week's parasha. The pasuk says, "Vayira elav Hashem," that God appeared to Avraham. Okay, what did he do to deserve this revelation? Vehu Yosef petach ha'ohel, because he was sitting by the opening of his tent, and we all know why he was sitting by the opening of his tent. This was after the third day of the Rabbi Milai. He should have been lying in bed. The explanation is that he was interested in catching any wayfarers that might be traveling, and therefore he would like to call them in order to give them a meal and some hospitality. So you see that Avraham Avinu intended to do tzedakah. And of course the intention of the tzaddik is like he did it. So therefore the pasuk says, Ani betzedek, when I'm involved in tzedek, in tzedakah, in charity, ezef anecha. And again, the proof of the pudding is that why did God reveal himself? Although it says in the Gemara that God revealed himself to Abraham the Bakir et Ahole in order to make Bikur Cholim, to visit him because he was sick. But, God doesn't always come to visit every sick person.